now we have something completely different. Different than you have ever heard before, I hope. So imagine that you are out for a walk. And you're taking a walk in Central Park, it could be anywhere. And as you are walking, you pass people who are coming in the opposite direction. And my wife and I take these walks often, and over the last couple of years, as we were walking, I realized that over time, people are talking as they are coming toward us. And so they say interesting things, but I only catch 2 or 3 seconds of what they're saying. And so they say outrageous things like, "You paid how much for that?" Or, "Your cat needs a serious reprimand." And I have my earbuds in, and I'm walking, and I say, "Well, these people are saying some interesting things. I wish I was part of these conversations." But of course I'm not, because I only catch little snippets of them. So over time, I begin to start dropping my earbuds and listening to what people are saying as they are coming. And at first I began to write them down, and then after some time, I began to just take my phone and just record them. And over the course of the last year and a half, I've accumulated hundreds of these little micro snippets of conversations that people have. And so I add them to my computer, and I have hundreds of these things, and I say, "Well, what am I to do with them, though?" I say, "Oh, maybe I can fashion them this way or that," and I push them, and I begin to say, "Oh, there are stories here, but these stories are completely unrelated, because some are spoken by six-year-olds, and some are spoken by, you know, octogenarians, and some are spoken by people who are just passing by." And I began to put together a little story. And so I call this technique serial eavesdropping. But my friend here, Siobhan, has a much, much better title for it. It's called Out of Context. And so what I did was I took a bunch of them and I assembled them together. And this is chapter one of Out of Context. And it's called Me and Mrs. Jones. And so I hope you enjoy this, because it's part of Mouse Muse doing our Mouse Muse magazine, which is storytelling, true storytelling, and all of these statements are true. But please understand that as I assembled them and put them together, none of these are related at all. These have been spoken by different ages over the course of the last 2 years. And so it has culminated in this. "Good evening."
"Want me to hold you?"
"Let me think it over."
"Baby, relax. We came here the first year."
"I've been looking at you all day."
"You were throwing it in different directions."
"Do you think this model works?"
"So, you want to be the boss?"
"Yes, obviously."
"By no means am I above doing that."
"Oh, really?"
"Is this for real?"
"Try it."
"What is that over there?"
"That is a scary thing."
"This is awesome."
"I am good at surprises."
A little bit.
"What's wrong?"
"This is my right, that is my left."
"Sorry."
"There it is, see?"
"I wanted to go there so badly."
"That's what I wanted."
"And then you can..."
No.
"Enjoy."
1 minute.
"We're not going that fast."
"No, we can't go back, silly boy."
"You feel better all around?"
"Oh yeah, definitely, yeah."
That was cool, huh?
Totally mellow.
I can refill it.
She might come home.